Hi friend, have you ever thought about how your bio could be used to introduce yourself as a yoga teacher? Because you've put so much work crafting a perfect bio that describes you to a stranger online, but then when we're at a networking event, or better yet, even at the coffee shop, and simply bump into someone who asks the question, "What do you do?" we don't give it much thought. So that's what we're chatting about today. How to use that perfectly crafted bio to help you introduce yourself in any situation that will help the person know exactly what you do. Because when they know this, they can know how they want to work with you or refer you to others. Welcome to episode number 8 of the Marketing Yoga with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, a marketing coach who serves up your next best step with encouragement and enthusiasm. I love the career I've cultivated, and here's just one example of why. I want to give a listener shout out to Allison Russell. She left a review on the podcast and said, "Each time I listen to this podcast, I feel inspired to take action in my business. Amanda's friendly voice makes me feel like I'm chatting with a friend over coffee and brainstorming ways to grow my biz. Thank you, Amanda." Thank you, Allison. This is the best compliment I could receive because that's what I aim for in these podcast episodes. I want it to feel like a conversation, but that you can walk away and take action too. So keep going, Allison. I'm cheering you on. And thank you for leaving a review. This is the best way for me to hear from you as a listener. So if you get anything from this episode, jump into your podcast app and leave a review. I hope to be giving you a shout out next time. This episode is brought to you by my group coaching program that I co-host with the amazing Shannon Crow. She's the host and creator of the Connected Yoga Teacher podcast and has become a dear friend of mine. A few times a year, we open up a very special group coaching offer to only 6 yoga teachers. And now it's that time. We have only a few spots open for our fall coaching that starts in October that will be focused on yoga teachers who are looking to increase their private bookings. You can find the link in the show notes for this episode at marketingyogawithconfidence.com/podcast and then navigating to this episode, which is number 8. You can also find information and book your spot in our group coaching program on Shannon's website, theconnectedyogateacher.com/community. I hope to see your name pop in there soon and start that group coaching program in October. But back to the topic for today, using your bio to help you introduce yourself as a yoga teacher. I'm so excited you're here today, so let's jump right in. First and foremost, I just want to call attention to the fact that when I say marketing, most people assume I'm talking about social media. But that's not the whole story. There's so much more to marketing than just social media. But you're not alone if that's what you think about. But I want you to remember that the number one referral source for most yoga teachers, whether it's calling someone into your class or with a private booking or for your workshops, is word of mouth. But for some reason, we seem to think about social media first. And I want you to think about your business. Think about your classes or your clients and workshops. And think about how they gravitated to your class specifically. It's probably word of mouth. And I want you to take note of this. And if it wasn't word of mouth, then I definitely want you to take note of that too. But I want you to really think about that. Word of mouth can definitely mean in-person conversations, but it can also mean online too. Because think about this. How did you hear about me or this podcast? Most likely, someone told you about it, and they probably told you about it online. There's a chance that you saw an ad or a post of mine on social media, but most likely, it was word of mouth from another yoga teacher friend. And I want to remind you that while I do have some local yoga teachers that I work with who are in the membership or I work with in a group coaching capacity, it's not the majority. The majority are from completely other places. So it's most likely online where someone had a word of mouth, meaning they shared my podcast or my name with someone else. So word of mouth is anyone sharing about you or recommending you to someone else. So now that I've talked about word of mouth and how important it is, I want to talk to you about how you can use that in conversations with other people, whether you're bumping into them in a coffee shop or you're at a formal networking event, who knows? But all of these conversations come in handy. And in the past 3 episodes this month, I've been sharing about crafting bios, and last week was all about the about page on your website. So make sure to go back and look at episodes 5, 6, and 7 of this podcast so you can catch up if you haven't listened to those. But let's say you're in that coffee shop and you bump into someone and they ask you, what do you do? Oh, that question, what do you do? That's the one where you really have to think about what you're going to say. But most of the time, we don't give it very much thought at all. We typically say, I'm a yoga teacher. But what I want you to do is to take all that work that you have done, so much work on the crafting those bios for social media, for your about page, for the yoga studios, and use that information to actually say what you do so that you can be more clear. Because saying you're a yoga teacher is great, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Because as I know from you, you do so much more. You're impacting lives in a very specific way. You've probably heard the term before about an elevator pitch. An elevator pitch is basically how you would describe yourself to someone if you were stuck in a short elevator ride. So remember back to that episode where I said you have 7 seconds online to get someone's attention in your social media bio? Well, the great news is that in person, you do have more than 7 seconds, but it's still short. The average attention span for an adult is 10 minutes. But when you think about that, that's really more of a conversation. So you might have 10 minutes of conversation, but it really hinges on that first minute or two when you're introducing yourself. Because if you can get their attention there, they'll likely ask more questions and keep the conversation going. But if you don't hook them right away, so you have more than 7 seconds, but more like a minute, if you don't hook them right away, they won't ask the questions to keep the conversation going. So one secret piece of advice that I have with this is to actually make them curious. So remember, confused is not good, but curious is. Curious allows them to ask questions and keep that conversation going. I have a few examples of this, but I just want you to keep that in mind as you're working through the step-by-step process that I'm about to go through with you. Step number one is starting with your title. So that's the I'm a fill in the blank. So here's some examples. You could say something like, I'm a private yoga teacher. I'm a children's yoga teacher. I'm a back pain yoga teacher, or a restorative yoga specialist, or a hip hop yoga fanatic. The ideas for titles are endless. So I want to share a little bit about my journey with my title. You've probably heard me say this before if you've listened to my podcast, but it's worth repeating because it's so important to know that this, just along with everything else in marketing, is a process. So likely the title that you pick today, because yes, I do want you to pick one today, might not be the one that you land with for a long time. So here's my story. When I first started my business, I said I was a marketing consultant. But here's the deal. When I used to say marketing consultant, people's eyes would totally glaze over, and I watched it happen time and time again. And so one day I said it, and I was with my biz bestie, Jessica, and I turned to her and said, I never want to say I'm a marketing consultant again, because I watched someone's eyes glaze over and they had no interest in talking to me anymore. So from then on, I decided, okay, I'm not saying that anymore. I'm going to say I'm a marketing strategist. So that's pretty boring too. And I watched people's eyes glaze over, although it was a little less. Because I think people were curious enough with the idea of strategy more so than consulting. So I got a little bit better, but I only got better because I got sick of saying consultant. So then I gave it some more thought and I realized what I'm actually doing with my clients is coaching them. So then I said I was a marketing coach, and immediately I knew that was the right word for me. That was the right title. And it actually made people a little curious. So at that point, I was just saying marketing coach. I didn't say who I was working with. It just was me saying coach, but I knew that that felt right. But again, I want to remind you that this took time. And then the final iteration that I have of my title, which I love so very much, and it's my current title that I use today, is that I'm a marketing coach for yoga teachers. So you know in that what I do and who I work with. So we're going to get there for you. But step one is really identifying what your title is. And if right now your title is yoga teacher, that's okay. But I do want you to dig just a little bit more once you declare your niche and say what type of yoga teacher you actually are, because it really does make a difference. And step number two is when you get to take your title up just a notch and add a little more personality. So here's some examples. I'm a hip hop yoga fanatic that never wanted to stop dancing in yoga class, so I became a yoga teacher so I could create my own style. Or I'm a restorative yoga specialist that enjoys nothing more than helping clients relax and recharge. See how that just infuses just a little bit of personality, but also some detail as well. And this is the stuff you already have in your bio. So go back and look at those social media bios. Look at your about page. Look at your yoga studio bios that you've been working on. You already have this information. You're not reinventing the wheel here. I just want you to go back and look at it so that then it's in your mind. So the next time you're asked in person, what do? Your answer isn't just, I'm a yoga teacher. Step number three is sharing who you work with. Or what situation. So remember, I talk about niching down a lot. And if you haven't niched down, I want to encourage you to download my free guide on this. It helps you just get a little more clear on that passion and encourages you to start declaring that niche as soon as you can. But here's where I want you to think about. You want to infuse, like I say, I'm a marketing coach for yoga teachers. You want to infuse who you're working with or what situation you address. So here's some examples. I'm the back pain yoga teacher. I know what it's like to suffer from persistent pain in my back and how it felt to have relief through yoga. So I became a yoga teacher so I could specialize in this area, and now I work with people just like me who experience back pain. So you see, the title is the back pain yoga teacher, and I think that's so powerful. Not a yoga teacher for back pain, but the back pain yoga teacher. There is confidence in that statement. So when you say that, the person that you're talking to knows exactly what you're working with, meaning that situation of back pain. But you're also talking about people who experience the back pain, because someone without back pain isn't your dream student. So you don't need to call them into your class or workshop or private sessions. This is what niching down really allows you to do, is to get really specific on who your dream student is so you can gain more of them. And the final step, step number four, is to seize the opportunity when it arises. And notice that I said when it arises, not if, because that's not the case. It's not if, it's when. It's going to happen today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So when those opportunities come up, I want you to seize those opportunities. Because once you declare your passion and your niche, people will start to refer you or book with you. It will be like when people want to set you up on a date. You know, if you've just gone through a breakup and people automatically want to set you up on a date, they just can't help themselves to mention you to other people. This is exactly what will happen once you declare your niche and say exactly who you're working with or what situation you work with. Trust me, I hear stories all the time about this same thing happening. And when this happens, I don't want you to let the opportunity slip by. I want you to confidently be able to introduce yourself, no matter what the situation, and know exactly what you would say. I don't want you to leave this up to chance. It doesn't have to be rehearsed or scripted, but by saying it more often, you will get really clear on the words you want to use. Remember back to my example of marketing consultant to marketing strategist to marketing coach, and now it's really clear and very succinct that I'm a marketing coach for yoga teachers. You might get it boiled down to a really short phrase just like that, but you might have a little bit more length to it too. Remember, in-person conversations or having a conversation online, you've got a little bit more opportunity with time than you do in your social media bios. So make sure to infuse that personality and really explain what you want to do. This is your opportunity. You are absolutely in control of your title and the words that you use when you introduce yourself. So put some thought behind them and then start talking. That's the thing. So when these opportunities come up, I want you to be able to, like I said, confidently introduce yourself, but also know what your next step is with them. I want you to keep the conversation going. I want you to give them your business card. I want you to share your website with them or your Instagram or Facebook account, whatever you're driving traffic to. I want you to know that next step. And then I want you to listen, to genuinely listen to the person. So let's say you introduce yourself as a restorative yoga teacher, and the person says immediately, because this happens so often, the person says, "Oh, my friend Katie is a mom of four and can really use a restorative yoga session." So I want you to then listen and ask questions in that conversation where the friend is talking about Katie and how she would love a restorative yoga session. Maybe you ask when Katie's birthday is. If it's close, then maybe that person would want to give a gift of a private yoga session for her. Or maybe it's close to Mother's Day or Christmas. Seize these opportunities and really see if the person talking to you, even if they don't need what you're offering, if they come up with someone who they just want to refer you to, I want you to keep that conversation going and seeing how you can connect with that person. So maybe it's a gift, maybe they connect them with you through your business card or website, whatever it is, I want you to keep the conversation going, keep it light, easy, and trust me, it will get so much easier if you just start doing this today. But don't assume that they don't want to know. If they're standing there and very curious about what you do, keep talking to them if you have the time. Because so often we fall into this trap of feeling like we're, you know, bothering someone or, you know, taking up their time. But so often we're not. They're curious and they want to know. Remember that you would be doing your dream students a disservice if you don't share your offering. And this includes word of mouth in person or online. Seize these opportunities, and trust me, you will be surprised at how wonderful it actually is. So your next best step is to look at your about page on your website or your social media bios and say, yes, I mean actually talk out loud how you would introduce yourself. Then find someone to introduce yourself to today. The person at the grocery store, a new student in class, a networking event, I don't care, just find someone. Because the more you say your elevator pitch, the better it will get. Watch people's reaction and take note of their questions and comments. But know that this is a process, and you will end up with something completely different than what you're starting with today. But trust the process and get started today. Because trust me, you'll wish you had if you don't. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I would love to hear your comments about what you think about introducing yourself as a yoga teacher. Until next time, give yourself permission to introduce yourself with more than just your name and grace along the way. Talk to you soon.